Whenever I hear money, whenever I hear large sums of money, I always itch and I want to know, what is this money used for? We are in a country where whenever we hear large sums of money, our ears flicker because we know bad things happen in this country that involve large quantities of money. But now, today, we're talking about an investment totaling 28.5 million. Good morning, Theo Ferreira. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning, Abs. No, I'm great. Thank you.
You know, as I've mentioned, it's always so positive to hear that, you know, as much as there's bad happening in our country, but there's some good happening. But talk to me about the planetarium.
Well, it's been long in coming. We've had our planetarium open now for close on 30 years. We've entertained and educated 2.5 million people have come through our doors, and hopefully a few of those have gone the way of science and technology and taken up careers. And that's one of our main aims, is to encourage young learners to follow that path. We know desperately we do need young people following those careers. So we had a system which was slide tape based, very 80s technology, and we were still seeing 75,000-80,000 people a year, but we needed to upgrade to get the guys now want that modern technology, the gaming, what you see on TV. And so we needed to do something, and an opportunity has come now to install a state-of-the-art digital system. The good thing about this digital system is not only is it going to be used for shows and edutainment, school children, we're also going to be using it for research. So it's been installed with two computer clusters, one for the show component and one to do cutting-edge research. It's all about data and visualization. The planetarium's traditionally do astronomy, but the good thing about this new planetarium, and we're going to be calling it the planetarium and dome theater, is that you can do any science discipline in the facility, from molecular biology, marine, whatever you want to do. Anything that's got a data set can be put up on the dome. And that can be shared with audiences in different ways. Of course, we'll have our shows, and then the scientists will be able to show the groups of people, larger groups of people, cutting-edge science.
To you listening at home, it's 13 minutes past 5. We're joined on the line by the planetarium manager, Theo Ferreira, who's talking to us about the long-awaited launch of the revamped EZCO planetarium. And just talking to that, he's mentioning to us about how the developments have come about and what they're looking forward to do for the public. To you listening at home, have you ever been to the EZCO Planetarium? What was your experience like? We'd like to find out from you. 021-446-0567. Theo, I hear you talking about school children, you're talking about the youth, and you're talking about, you know, encouraging some of these youngsters to get into these professions. But talking to that, what sort of encouragement do you put forward to them? And what sort of careers would they be able to go into? So as the EZCO, what sort of careers do you open their minds to?
Well, I can give you one good example. There's Dr. Michelle Kluver. She came along to the planetarium. There's more than one example. As a young lady, and she started selling tickets, she's now one of the leading astronomers in Cape Town. That's just an example. We know one or two other people who visit the planetarium who follow their career in science. Obviously, we're not sure about everybody who's done that, but there's that opportunity, and it used to just be astronomy, and astronomy is a gateway science. So we're hoping now that with the opportunity for other disciplines to show what they can do on a big screen and visualizing data. So when we do astronomy shows now, it's not just we used to have an optomechanical projector, which would reproduce the night sky accurately, but everything you see in the planetarium now, when you come along and we're doing astronomy show, for example, the stars you see on the dome, those are real data sets. As I said earlier, we would be stuck to the Earth. Everything we did was from the Earth. Now we can leave the Earth, move away from the Earth, move back in time, out into space. So you can move away from the Earth, look back at the Earth, and go further and further out, move out of our Milky Way galaxy, go to the local clusters and beyond. So you can get it. It's a whole new way of learners experiencing space. That's just in astronomy. And as I said, there's other disciplines which are, we're hoping, we've had a couple of sessions this week already, one a scientific session, and last night we had one for creatives. So we're looking at using it for expressions in art as well. The it's limitless what you're going to be able to do in this new facility.
I'm just listening to you mention some of these names of some of the professions that you have and some of the things that you do. And all I can think of is my mother trying to figure out what I want to do for a profession, sitting there thinking to herself, what is he talking about? I would imagine, Theo, you'd also have a program like that, though, for the old guard, where you are sitting them down, schooling them, perhaps that if this is what your child wants to do, this is what it means. This is what they'll be going for, or anything similar to that.
Well, we're part of education and public programs, so we do have we do visit career expos and try and encourage children to do that. The planetarium, we're encouraging people through what we're presenting rather than having direct. Although I'm sure there's going to be opportunities now, so we're going to have leading astronomers, leading scientists showing their work. This is all unexplored territory in a way for us. We'll be able to, this is what we're doing, and this is how we do it. Guys, look what we're able to do. Look at, in any field, it's going to be really, really exciting. And so currently we'll have shows starting this weekend. There's shows for children, there's shows for families, there's shows that are a little bit more serious. And in a few months' time, we'll be back doing our regular night sky shows. So that's for the family coming out, and we hope that when the children come to the planetarium, the learners come to the planetarium, they'll encourage their families to come to the planetarium and have a knock-on effect, and perhaps a young brother or sister will be coming along. And so as I said earlier, we know of a couple of people who've come to the planetarium, followed careers, and there are probably lots of other people who've been out there and been absolutely amazed and stimulated by what they see and follow those careers. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's all about. The investment is there to encourage these young people. The investment is there to do research in the facility. And we actually world leaders. There's an astronomer who's flown specially from the Adler Planetarium in Chicago, Dr. Mark Subaru. And we've had some articles in the International Planetarium Society Journal. And so we're leading the way in this field.
No, listen, this is absolutely fantastic. But before we let you go, though, I'd like to, if you can, once again, maybe give us the details of the day in question. I think it's the 27th of May, 2017. But also, maybe just a quick look at how did you come about with the 28.5 million?
The seed money was given to us by the NRF. And once we got the seed money, we got all the local astronomers. They all got together, and it was a collaborative effort. The universities each gave some money and so that's how we raised most of the money in National Lotteries Commission, so with UCT, UWC, CPUT, National Lotteries Commission, and our parent body, the Department of Arts and Culture, and also DST, as I said earlier, through the NRF, gave us the money to complete this exciting project. We finished phase one now, and we will be upgrading the foyer area. It's sort of got a very retro 80s look, and not retro in a nice way. So we want to get it exciting. We need to excite those youngsters. They need to want to come there and get them in the mindset of this is what I want to do later on in life.
That's it. 27th of May, 2017. Where?
So what's happening, we're starting our public shows this Saturday. We'll be having shows at 12 and 3. That will be a show especially for younger visitors. It's called Taika to the Moon. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll be doing something called To Space and Back. And at 2 o'clock, Asteroid Extreme. So you can see there's a children's show, a family show, and a show for the sort of older guy. And that will be repeated on Sunday. And then we'll be doing shows on Wednesday evenings, two shows on Wednesday evenings, the Asteroid Extreme and To Space and Back. And then a little bit later in the year, we'll be starting to run shows on Friday and Saturday nights as well. And these shows will run for a couple of months, and then we'll be changing them, new shows. So keep a lookout. There'll be shows regularly being updated in different shows. As I said, we had some of these updates or launches during the week. And last night, we had it for the creators. And, wow, the guys were blown away. And I'm sure if you come and take a visit, you'll see what we're talking about.
I've
been in this business for 30 years, and I get goosebumps every time I look at the content up on the dome now.
Oh, no, I hear you loud and clear. Theo Ferreira, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And certainly, we're hoping people will be coming in numbers.
Yes, so do we.
Thank you.
You must join us and come take a look. You'll be blown away.
If I can find the time, I will be there. Thank you so much. Theo Ferreira, who is the manager for the Planetarium, just talking to us about the fact that the long-awaited launch for the revamped EZCO Planetarium and Digital Dome is imminent, where EZCO will finally open their doors to this unique new facility to the public on the 27th of May, 2017. 21 minutes past 5.